You are now tuned in to the Nancy Ruffin Show.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Nancy Ruffin Show. I am your girl, Nancy Ruffin, the one and only purpose pusher, your go-to person on all things mindset, purpose, clarity. You find yourself stuck in any situation, I am here to help you. And that's exactly what we do every single week on this podcast. We help you get into the mindset so that you can tap into your potential, you can discover your purpose, and that you can show up in the world as God created you to be. And I hope that you have been enjoying your summer. I hope that you have been staying cool. And I hope that you have been intentional about cultivating and calling into your life joy every single day. Listen, we may not be able to control the things that happen to us on a day-to-day basis, but we absolutely can control how we respond. We can control how we tap in to the joy within. There's always something for us to be joyful about. There's always something for us to be grateful about, even in the midst of our struggles, even in the middle of our storms. If we pause just for a moment to just thank God, you know, for where we are in our lives, then we can find the blessing sometimes in the middle of the storm, right? Because sometimes the storm is coming into our lives to clear things out, right? In order for us to get shaken and rattled, and sometimes in order for us to move, we God has to come in, right, and kind of shake us to our core. And sometimes that happens through struggle. Sometimes that happens through hardship. And I know that often it's difficult to understand why certain things are happening in our lives. But I promise you that there is a meaning and purpose for all of it. It is in the middle of our trials that God is building us up. He is strengthening us. He is molding us into who we are supposed to be. And that all of that is only possible through challenges and trials and tribulations, right? Because when everything is going good, when everything is running smoothly, there's no need for us to improve. There's no need for us to get better. We get comfortable in the calmness and in the peace, right? And sometimes when God wants us to grow and when God wants us to move, He'll start to shake things up. So I say all this to say that wherever you find yourself currently in your life, whether it is a season of peace and calm, or whether it is a tumultuous season and you find yourself in the middle of the storm, know that whatever you're going through is not going to last forever, right? Like, we're not always going to be at peace, and we're not always going to be in the middle of the storm. That is just how life is. There are highs, there are lows, and each of the experiences that we have are designed specifically to grow us into who we are supposed to be. So with that said, this week's topic of conversation, we are talking about mindset, right? But before we get into that, I kind of just want to touch base with you all, give you an update on things that are going on in my life, things that are coming up in September with some of the work that I'm doing, some of the new workshops I'm launching. I am in the middle of completing the second, I guess, cohort of the Women of Faith prayer group. We have two more weeks left to our 10-week Bible study. And it's just been really incredible to see how God has been moving in this season in the lives of these women. Every single week that we gather, we pray with and for each other. And every week when we meet again, we have someone share a praise report of how God has
answered their prayer in the past week. And, you know, the intention for this group was to help all of us to increase our faith. And I think that that is how that happens, right? It's through the prayer and it's through the praise that we get to see how God moves. And you have to get in the habit of praying. And you have to get in the habit of praising and worshiping, because God is good all the time. And I think that that is what I have learned most this past year, as I have been called to step into this leadership role, you know, where I am helping other women get closer to God, where I am guiding them through Bible scripture. You know, I'm not going to sit up here and proclaim to be an expert, because I'm not. I am still very much a student, but I take this responsibility very seriously. So, you know, I am sitting, you know, with my Bible, I am studying, I'm dissecting, I'm questioning, you know, the verses that I may not understand too well. I'm researching, you know, and I'm really doing the work to get a better understanding, so that when I meet with my women in the group, I can provide them with the most accurate information, you know. And even with that, like, I'm still learning from them as well, which is why I love the group, because we convene every Wednesday, and women often share their own insights on the scripture. And many times it just opens up my eyes to a new revelation in the Word of God. And so there's always something new to be found when we sit and we read the Bible and when we read God's Word. And we just have to be very mindful that we don't misrepresent or misinterpret scripture. Because I know that sometimes it can be easy to try to shift meanings around so that it can fit whatever narrative we may want for it to support, right? But this is why you have to do the work. Like with anything, you have to do the work. So the Women of Faith group, the second group, is ending. Not sure yet what we're going to do with the third group. Not sure what that's going to look like, but I will pray on it. I will talk with my co-leader, Teresa, to get her feedback and see what we should do moving forward. But I do know that this is something that I want to continue to build, because I have witnessed the power in women connecting in this way, with a focus on God and keeping God as the center of our lives and our decision making and like everything that we do. You know, and I was telling my husband earlier that ever since, you know, we recommitted ourselves, you know, to Christ, and we started going to church, and we really started being just more intentional about building our relationship with Christ, that our lives have just gotten so much better. Like, our marriage has gotten so much better, and we are raising our daughters, you know, to fear God, to love God, and to always keep Him, you know, first. And it's just a beautiful thing to see when your daughter, you know, is in pain, or she gets a cut, or she feels sick, and, you know, she's sitting there just praying to God, right? And telling me, "Mommy, I just want God to heal me." And she's so cute. You know, God bless my baby Avery. God bless Alexa. But these are the influences, right, that they are getting, because they see me, they see their dad. We are surrounding them with the Word of God. They attend church. They love worship music. And so I just pray and I ask God to continue to guide me in the path that He has set for me, right? Sometimes it's not always to see the path clearly, right? Which is why we always have to pray for clarity. We have to pray for discernment. We have to make sure that we are asking God for the right things. We should be asking God to fill our hearts with what He desires for us, and to remove our own selfish desires so that we can get in alignment with who He has created us to be. And so that's just where I'm at in this season. With that, I am also starting the Fierce Women Success Academy, launching in September. And really what that is just a compilation of all the work that I do and I have done in the past. You know, so the Success Academy is going to consist of do it yourself learning modules. So it's more like independent learning for those of you who may not always be available to join or participate in the live in-person or virtual workshops and webinars. This is going to be just a compilation of the workshops that you can watch at your own time, at your leisure, and you can do the work, you know, by yourself independently. I'm also going to continue with the group coaching, which is the Power Up cohort, where I meet with 4 to 5 women for 4 weeks. And it's an intensive, and we do the group coaching, and we help you work through whatever it is you need to work through in order to be your best self, in order to, you know, have that mindset shift, in order for you to tackle those limiting beliefs and those things that have historically kept you stuck and have historically kept you from believing in yourself or moving forward or taking the chance and the risk on yourself, right? Because oftentimes we can be our own worst enemy. And until we conquer our minds, we will never be able to conquer anything in our lives, because we're never going to feel like we're worthy enough. We're never going to feel like we're equipped enough. We're never going to feel like we're talented enough, or we have enough education, or that success could ever possibly happen, you know, to me because of whatever has happened in the past. So it's about breaking through all of that and just reclaiming your power, rediscovering the thing that really sets your soul on fire. You know, it's focusing on, you know, setting goals and being clear about what those goals are. And it's also about helping you to have bigger goals for yourself than you can even imagine, right? So we're done with setting the clear, specific, measurable goals. I want you to really start setting these big, scary, audacious goals, right? Those things that seem impossible, because those things, that's what's going to light a fire under your behind, and it's really going to excite you, and it's really going to get you moving. So there's just so much stuff coming in September. And then, of course, I will always have my one-on-one VIP coaching intensive. And that's for the individual who just wants to go one-on-one. And we're going to focus just solely on getting you where you need to be. On another note, I'm not sure if you guys are you probably are, because this franchise has been out for a really long time. But I recently started rewatching the what is it called? Real Housewives of New York City. I hadn't watched that show in a really long time, but I started watching this season because, fun fact, right before the pandemic started, I had a producer of the Real Housewives slide up in my DMs on Instagram to ask me if I'd be interested in auditioning for the show, right? But I don't live in New York, so it immediately disqualified me. But she did ask me if I knew any other wives in New York City that would be interesting, you know, to join the cast. So, you know, of course, I referred a few of the women who I thought would be great. And one of the women that I referred is my good friend, Roxy. She no longer lives in New York. She moved to LA, but she actually got pretty far, like, in the process. You know, they interviewed her a couple of times. She actually went in and started shooting, like, some test screens with one of the cast members. Long story short, they ended up going with someone else, Ebony K. Williams, and I was watching because I wanted to see how this black woman, the only black woman that they've ever had on this franchise, you know, was going to do with all these older Upper East Side, you know, white women. And, you know, if you've ever watched the show, they are all a hot mess, for lack of a better word. But isn't that what these reality shows look for, right? They just want, they want to stir the pot. They want the drama. In any case, I started watching because of Ebony. But what I've been finding really interesting is that there's one of the cast members. Her name is Sonia Morgan. She is from the JP Morgan Chase family. So I believe her husband is the grandson of JP Morgan or something like that. Like, they have a really close familial association to, like, the founders of JP Morgan Chase. So this woman, you know, she's rich. She pretty much married the bank. In any case, they ended up getting divorced some years ago and they have one child together. But even though she's rich, even though she is considered to be, you know, high society and has access to pretty much anything that she wants, and watching the show, you know, I've just noticed, you know, she struggles with drinking. She has pretty low self-esteem and she has begun to internalize this idea that she is less than or not valuable or not worthy enough because she is no longer married, you know, to this Morgan guy. Well, I don't even know what her husband's name is, but, like, she's no longer married to him. And I think that so much of her identity was forged because of that marriage, because of that association, because of, I guess, the clout that it afforded her and, you know, all of the privilege that goes with that. So she has pretty low self-esteem. And then what I found really interesting is that her friends, right, these women on the show, specifically Luann, which is like the countess, or she was a countess, and I can't remember the other, maybe it's Ramona, I don't know, but, like, two of the other women who are supposed to be, like, her friends are continuously, like, criticizing her and, like, calling her names and telling her that she's a hoe and that she's a slut and just crazy name calling that I would never, like, tolerate from my friends, like, in jest and if we're joking around and playing and, yeah, that, you know, it's all cool. But when they get into, like, heated conversations and arguments and those things start to kind of spew out, it's like, why are you surrounding yourself with these kinds of individuals who continue to feed into her already low self-esteem? They're feeding into her mindset of not being good enough, of not being worthy. She, you know, she attached so much of her value to being the wife of this man and of being, you know, she still carries the name Morgan, right? Even though she's no longer married into the Morgan family, but this is her name, Sonia Morgan. And so I share that because so often we do the same things, like, in our own lives.
Hello, my name is Avery. You are listening to The Nancy Ruffin Show. Make sure to subscribe and leave a comment if you're new. Hope you enjoy the show.
We may struggle with feelings of worthiness. We may have low self-esteem. Our confidence is low. And then we continue to be around individuals who, instead of supporting us or encouraging us, like, continue to throw stones at us so that we can continue to stay, you know, in that space of not feeling worthy. And so I wanted to talk specifically about what you can do, what we can do to start, you know, shifting our mindset and start cultivating, like, new belief systems about who we are, because we should never feel that who we are is dependent on what we have, our socioeconomic status, who we're married to, the things that we may or may have not accomplished, like, our level of education. Like, none of those things really determine our value and our worth. that you are worthy because God created you. That is the only thing that qualifies you. That is what makes you valuable, that you are a child of God. And nothing outside of you should determine your worth or who you are. And so often, though, we internalize other people's perceptions of us, other people's idea of who we should be. We cultivate, you know, our own ideas of who we should be based on what we see in society, based on what we see in social media, you know, based on what, you know, maybe our family members tell us we should be or look like, or what our spouses and partners, you know, say that we should be or look like. And when we internalize that, it is really hard, especially when they're negative beliefs, to get out of that frame of mind. And that's why, you know, to shift your mindset and to change your belief system, it requires really intentional work, because what needs to happen is an unlearning. You first have to start chipping away at the negative voices in your head that tell you that you're not worthy, that tell you that you're not valuable, right? So it's also the things that make us give up easily, right? It's the thing that contributes to our fear of failure, right? Maybe we don't take criticism well, because again, it's an attack on our ego and who we are. And it's so much easier you know, to internalize negative things about ourselves than it is to internalize the positive things. You know, so how do we start? Like, how do we start to shift the mind? You know, but I will tell you that if you don't change the way you think about yourself, you are never going to be able to change your life. So it doesn't matter how many goals you set. It doesn't matter how many seminars you attend or classes you take or any of those things. If you in your mind don't believe that you can achieve it, if you don't believe that you're worthy, if you don't believe that you are deserving, you are never going to be able to manifest anything in your life, because your mind is going to always talk you out of whatever thing you have set your mind or intention on doing. The good thing is that you can change your mindset. You can change those negative beliefs, but you have to be willing to do the work, right? So what does that work look like? Well, it really starts with how you view yourself, right? Because your mindset and your belief system affect every single thing in your life, from what you think and feel to what you do to even how you react, like, to the world around you. So in order to achieve your goals, your mindset needs to match your aspirations, because if it doesn't, it will absolutely hold you back from being successful in anything that you go for. Right. So what are some things that you can start doing, like, today, like right now? Get yourself a pen and paper. You're going to want to jot this down. First, you have to change the way that you speak to yourself. That inner voice did not develop on its own. Right. Someone taught that inner voice in your mind how to speak. So if that voice is always negative, you have to start shifting that negative voice into something positive, right? The conversations you have with yourself are a direct reflection of your mindset. So if you're telling yourself, I'm not good enough to achieve my dreams, you know what's going to happen? Your thoughts are going to create your reality. Because we know that everything that has ever been created in the world has first been conceived by the mind. Everything started as a thought. So if you are thinking that you're never going to achieve your dreams, you're never going to achieve your dreams, right? So you have to upgrade your mindset. right? And you have to start like speaking life into yourself. And I say this all the time. You have to like turn that negative self-talk into an empowerment speech. And if you don't know how to do that for yourself, then you know what? Go to YouTube University and Google motivational speeches, talks, empowerment talks, like whatever it is that you need to do to start changing the voice in your head. And sometimes it can start with something as small as saying, I can do this, or I got this. Right. And just keep saying that to yourself. Look in the mirror and just keep saying, like, I got this. I am capable. There's nothing that I cannot do. Like, you have to change the way that you're speaking to yourself. Right. So second, you have to then change your language. Right. So after you change your inner self-talk, right, you change your inner thought dialogue and the story that you have been telling yourself about yourself for years, you have to change the way you speak to other people, right? For example, you have to stop saying things like, well, I'm always like this, or this is just how I am, or I am always doing this. Like, we are not just like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not just the way you am, you are. You at any time can change who you are, right? So even if you have failed in the past, that does not make you a failure. You've just failed. But let me tell you something, you're not alone, because everyone has failed. So I want you to start making it a habit to talk about the things that are going well in your life. Don't focus on the failures. Don't focus on the things that have gone wrong. Talk about the things that are going well and stop complaining and talking about your problems. Because the more you talk negatively, the more you complain, the more of that is what you're going to attract into your life. You want to start talking positivity. You want to start talking about all of the good things that are happening, because this is going to encourage a mindset of abundance instead of a mindset of fear and lack. And so many of us operate from a scarcity mindset, which is why we're always struggling, which is why we always feel like we never have enough, right? Because we're focusing on what we don't have or what's not going well, instead of focusing on what is going well and on what we do have. This is why I say you have to cultivate a mindset of gratitude, because gratitude attracts abundance, right? So when you're grateful for what you have, God blesses you with more. Because you know what? If you're complaining and if you're always saying what you don't have and you're always focusing on what you don't have, then why is He going to bless you with more? You don't even appreciate the little bit that you have right now. So start cultivating a gratitude mindset, and then watch how that gratitude is going to help your mindset shift into one of abundance. Next thing, you have to identify and overcome your personal mental blocks. Again, this is where those limiting beliefs come in, right? We all have certain limiting beliefs that hold us back from realizing like our fullest potential. And most of these limiting beliefs, and I say this all the time, and I talk about this in my the Power Up cohort, and I'm also having a workshop August 5th to specifically address limiting beliefs. But limiting beliefs are created in childhood most of the time, right? And it's when we learn to see the world in a certain way, and sometimes it's a limiting way, and it's based on what the adults in our lives have taught us, right, or have displayed, and it's what we internalize when we're growing up. So what we see, hear, and experience becomes our default and our filter for reality, and we tend to carry that into adulthood. We then go through life creating more of these same experiences that support the view that we have created in our minds of the world, right? So if as a child, you were taught to believe that there's never enough, that there's never going to be enough food, that there's never going to be enough money, that there's never going to be enough warmth or any of those things, like if you grow up with that thinking from childhood, you are going to carry that with you into adulthood, which is going to contribute to why you may not feel like you're not worthy and like there's never going to be enough for you. So being able to identify and overcome these limiting beliefs is such a huge and necessary component to really changing your mindset. You have to get rid of those beliefs that are holding you back and that are holding you hostage into believing that there isn't enough, that you are not worthy. And I want to be clear that even though most of this develops in childhood, they can also develop as adults. Like, don't get it twisted. And this is true specifically like when we find ourselves in toxic relationships, right? You might find yourself with a partner, and in the beginning things are really great and you know how it always is, and then somehow down, you know, as the relationship continues, your partner becomes emotionally and verbally abusive, and they start to chip away at your self-esteem, and they start to tell you that no one is ever going to want you, that you're not attractive enough, that no one's ever going to love you like they love you, right? And you may not have ever been a person that had low self-esteem, but when you're with someone long enough and they continue to repeat the same things to you, little by little, you start to internalize that. And then you start to believe that it's true, right? But that's their way of manipulating you into staying in that toxic relationship. So, I mean, I have so much more to say about this, but I will end it here. If you want to learn more, then head over to my website, www.iamnancyruffin.com, or the link in my IG bio, and register for the Mindset Shift Overcoming Limiting Beliefs workshop taking place Thursday, August 5th. It's virtual. And even if you can't make it to the virtual, the live virtual workshop, you will have access to the replay. And then lastly, I'm going to end here because I have so much to say about this, but I'm going to save it for the workshop. This is free game for those of you who may not be ready to invest in the workshop yet. I still want to be able to give you some tools and resources to kind of help you on your own journey. So lastly, you want to surround yourself with people that match your desired mindset. Your vibe attracts your tribe. You have to get yourself around like-minded people, the like-minded people you want to be like, right? So if you want to upgrade your mindset, you want to upgrade how you think about yourself, your confidence, your success, you have to start hanging out with people that mirror exactly what it is that you want to have in your life, right? Because it's easier to start to change your habits. It's easier to start to shift your mindset when you surround yourself with individuals who are already where you want to be, because they will support you. They will encourage you. They will show you how possible it is for you to get to where they are, right? So you have to learn, you know, surround yourself with people that are going to teach you. Learn to think like they think and start to adapt new healthy daily habits. You have to surround yourself with people who are doing what you want to do, because how else will you learn? Like, how are you going to learn to attract and achieve what you desire? If you want to win, if you want to succeed, you have to surround yourself with winners and with those who are succeeding. You can't think that you're going to keep hanging out with the same old people doing the same old thing and that you're somehow going to change your behavior. This is exactly why you see individuals who might struggle with substance abuse or drug abuse or alcoholism. That's why it's important for them to remove themselves from the environments that would contribute to their drug addiction and their drug abuse, right? Because what happens when you're, they say, birds of a feather flock together, right? You are who you surround yourself with. And if you're someone who abuses, drugs, if you've gone to rehab, when you come out, you can't go back to the same environment that caused your addiction. Because then it's only going to be a matter of time before you fall back into the same destructive behaviors. This is why you have to always surround yourself with people who are doing better, people who are doing what you want to do, because they are going to support you on your own journey and in your own growth. I hope that this was helpful. If it was, make sure to leave us a comment, leave us a rating. It takes less than a minute to do that, but it's so important and it's so valuable to me, because in a world of algorithms, comments, likes, ratings, all of that matter. And I'm not a person who's huge on numbers. I'm really not, but I truly believe that the knowledge and the information I share here is valuable. And for me, it's always about making sure that the right people who need to hear the message get to hear the message, right? So that's where you come in, and that's where you help to kind of spread the love, spread the knowledge, spread the message. So if this has helped you in any way, be sure to share it with someone. Share it with a friend, share it with a family member, with a coworker. Like, we never know what people are going through, like on their own and individually. And so you never know when something like this might be the encouragement that someone needs to just make it through another day. So until next time, mi gente, thank you as always for rocking with me. Go out there, crush the goals, and live your best life.
Thank you for listening to the Nancy Ruffin Show. I hope you enjoyed spending your time. Bye.